see how it works. So as an example, I'll head over to the Fizzly website. And you've seen this website probably many times. And to hack it, I activate the goggles, by clicking on the goggles. And now I can sort of inspect the page and see what makes it work. So if you've used Firebug or the Firefox developer tools or the Chrome developer tools, same thing. We sometimes call it Firebug for kids. But it's actually much easier because you can do really cool stuff. Like you can, if you don't like something, if you want to change something, like if you wanted to change the date for Fizzly, right? You could say it's in August. Very seamless for a kid. If you wanted to maybe start joking around and playing and playing a trick on your friends, you could maybe remix the headline and say something like Brazil lacks legislation to ensure and protect internet users. You can just change this to say Ben is the greatest human being of all time. And yeah, I like that.
So, you don't want to?
I'm excited.
Okay, so we had some kind of fun hacks in mind. And this is sort of showing you the interesting things that happen when you start to run workshops with kids. So we came up with this tool, and we since then have run probably 400 or 500 workshops where small groups of kids can come and try hacking a web page. And by hacking a web page, they learn some basic web skills. But it's fun to watch them because it's fun to watch the types of things they do. One of the things that they always do, it's very common, is they go and they find the sports scores. And if they didn't like the way that the game went, then they changed the outcome of the game, right? So I can go to the Confederations Cup, and I can come over here, and like, let's say I'm